Exodus 1 week started teaching, and it's more about the natural, using the supernatural to fix the natural. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So there are quite a number of things to brush through. And I trust that this teaching is going to open your eyes to a lot of things.
Amen.
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 We ask God and receive this morning into the coming weeks wisdom. We receive applied wisdom.
Amen.
And insight into reality.
Amen.
We ask and receive that our ears hear Him very clear.
Amen.
And that this sorts a lot of things.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't know what to title, so I just started the "Can We Talk?" It's just going to be me ranting as a teaching. R-A-A-T. Ranting as a teaching. You know, this is also as a service. This one is ranting as a teacher. And you are going to bear with me a bit. Because it's going to be, we go here. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to try to touch a lot of places. Health, finance, marriage, and premarital, marital. But what we're going to really touch is your brain. You know, we have a teaching, "Can We Talk?" Remember? Sometimes believers, you have Holy Ghost too, but you don't have brain. Like, you know, thinking. I don't mean to offend any generation, especially the Gen Zs. I don't mean to offend any generation. The Gen Zs start from which year again? 96? I don't really see 96. 96 people are old. I mean, if you're 96, you'll be 30 this year. You're not Gen Z, you're an elderly woman. It's a middle-aged woman presented in the clinic. I think maybe from 98 to 99, really. And the study has proven it. It said the Gen Zs are the first generation who is not smarter than the generation before it. I mean, research proven. You can go find out. The first generation ever who is not smarter than the generation before it. Every generation has always been smarter than the one before it. And that means something is wrong. And maybe the advent of social media, the use of it, artificial intelligence and all of that has contributed to a lot of reduction in thinking, but that's not for the church. Amen.
Amen.
The church is getting smarter and wiser.
Amen.
And better. Amen.
Amen.
Imagine if every pastor that is coming up is not as spiritual or more spiritual than the one before it, then there's a decline. Why did we get here? Cut it off. Exodus 1. So we are looking at, can we talk? If you're familiar with this kind of teachings, you already know what I'm going about. We've done it before, over and over again. So you already know what we are going to. Verse 6. And Joseph died. Exodus 1:6. Joseph died and all his brethren and generation and the children of Israel were fruitful. Say fruitful. And increased abundantly. So he explained their fruitfulness. It's not that they had brain. It's not like they had some sort of thinking. Their fruitfulness is that they multiplied in numbers. They increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty. So they were mighty and the land was filled with them. Which land? Egypt, right? Come on. Egypt. All right, good. Now there arose a new king over Egypt that did not know Joseph. When he said he did not know Joseph, not that he never heard of Joseph, it means that he did not reckon with Joseph. He didn't rate Joseph. Something like that. Aha. That's a modern terminology. He didn't really care. He didn't give a hoot about who Joseph was. So when he said that did not know Joseph, not that he did not meet Joseph, we don't have that information. Not that he did not know Joseph, there's no Pharaoh in Egypt who does not know Joseph till today. So you can imagine that Joseph is entrenched in their history books and it's going to be forever. So, but this one did not really care about who Joseph was. And he said to his people, behold, the people, children of, I've introduced this teaching already to you. On Wednesday? Was it Wednesday or last week Sunday? Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? Alright, so, you already have an idea. Behold, the people, the children of Israel, verse 8, are more than we and stronger than we. So, two things. They are more in population and they are mightier. Let us deal wisely with them so that they don't multiply and it will come to pass that when there is a war, they will join with our enemies and fight against us. So let's get them up out of the land. So what did he do? He set over them tax masters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh's treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. And the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and they grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. All right, so let's get started. Background is clear. Israel are in Egypt. And they were more in numbers, they were plenty, and they were stronger. But how does a nation who has fewer people and weaker people govern the one with stronger people and more people? I mean, if Israel are mightier and more, they should govern them. But the reverse is the case. In this case, Egypt govern Israel. And it's going to bring our attention to a lot of things. I heard, what's the Pastor Chris Okoti say something like this, some years ago. Great man of God, by the way. And he said, how did Great Britain conquer Nigeria? Sometimes you look at it and you, and not only Nigeria, by the way, so you don't feel somehow. They also colonized America. some other nations that are great. Amen. And he said something that really marveled me. In fact, I was trying to get the tape again because I don't think it's on video. I heard it probably 2006, 2007. So I'm trying to get the tape again. I got it from Bishop Matthew Ashimolowo's store in Okado. 2007 or 2008. How many were born again then? It's not far along. That's 18 years ago. Are you born again? Okay, were you born? Alright. I'm talking to Genesis. Okay. And he said something. I've not gotten there, but when I get there, I'll probably come and display it here. What he said. Word for word. He said, did the entire Britain come to Nigeria to colonize? No. What did they do? They sent a few folks, right? And those people saw us, we're definitely stronger. And we're definitely more. And they still decided that we colonized them anyway. How? Depends on what the people want. And their level of awareness. People can be strong and they don't know they are strong. People can be mighty and they don't know they are mighty. So, we need to have a discussion. Israel, God saw that Israel was stronger and mighty and more. Pharaoh saw it. But Israel said, we are like grasshoppers. And so, you can't help someone who can't see themselves. You really can't. It's an uphill task. It's something that you cannot achieve. The kind of result you get in your life will also be dependent on the awareness you have of yourself. The moment you don't know, and you don't know you don't know, there's a problem. You know, if I don't know, it's a different thing. If I don't know and I'm saying, I need to get this knowledge. But if I don't know, and I don't know that I don't know, then we've got a problem on hand. Let me get what I just said now. Israel, mighty. Do they know they are mighty? Eh? Does Israel know that they are mighty? If they did, they won't be building Pithom and Ramses. They won't. When you tell them to push trust together, they're going to tell you, for what? We are not your slaves. But no, they were glad. They embraced it. Say, for Pharaoh, oh yeah, give me block, oh. Make us praise my God. Give me block. Oh. Awareness. So knowledge is too important in life. The moment nations know that we can stand on our own, independence comes. They start to negotiate it out. Go and read the history of Nigeria very well. The day we knew that, come on, we are strong people, multi ethnicity, and we have strength in diversity because we are different kinds of people who have rooted traditions. That was the day we started negotiating independence. It took quite a while because we had differences in thinking too. Some instances we say, oh, no, Oyinbo, Oyinbo. We want Oyinbo. And I would say, Oyinbo asao. You know what Oyinbo means? White man. Uh-huh. So we want the white man. And I would say, we don't want the white man. And I would say, we are not even sure where we are. Depends on what you give us. So it took years. It took about 30 something odd years to come to a conclusion and say, oh yeah, you have independence. But did Israel gain independence? We'll see. Your result will not exceed what you know. And because of that, sometimes you might tell lies against God, that God is not doing things for you. And God is not working in your life. Every time you pray and nothing happens, it looks like you're the only one that God does not hear his prayer. I don't know why my life is like this. And God is saying, oh God, you're not ready. I've said it before. If God decides to rain manna for everybody, some people will still say they don't have buckets. So I don't have buckets. What are they expecting me to do? You can never make it. You're not going anywhere. We'll get them. So God saw Israel were mightier. Pharaoh saw it. But Israel said, nah, we are like grasshoppers. So fewer people will control more people when the more people don't know. How many of you know this game? Wolves and villagers. Wolves and villagers. People will sit down, and then there are a few wolves, and every other person is a villager, and then they will ask everybody to spot who the wolf is. You know the game? Oh. You don't know the game? It's a nice one. Wolves and villagers. So you have to spot who the wolf is, and oftentimes the villagers end up spotting other villagers. Oftentimes they're not. The wolves remain in the game. Because they are the ones with the information. And because they are with the information, they can say, you are the wolf. The fewer people we control, the more people. If the fewer people have more information. And if everything you know in your life is Bible, you are in soup. Let me even say it properly. If everything you know in your life is Bible, you don't know Bible. You don't know the Bible. Even the Bible tells you, consider the ants. So that means he has taken you out of the Bible. You go and look at the ants. Go and look at how they build. How they make colonies. How they work hard. How they use seasons. When there's plenty, they gather it. They store it. There was a research that did on ant colonies and how they build. And he said, it's bigger than human kingdoms. Some of you have seen that research before. It's bigger than human kingdoms. The kind of rooms, well structured. There are bridges. There are everything. Maybe I'll share one day. Bridges. There are headquarters, different things. Ants. But you, human being, no order in your life. You don't have, when you wake up in the morning, you don't know what else to do. But not too sure. The dog is running. The money is burning. Achansari, who won't you know? And you say God is against you. Can we talk? Eh? I'll touch everybody. Once you just reach your turn, just collect yourself. And you must write it. Amen. Let's look at Israel again. Because I'm going to be on them, on Israel a bit this year. I took a while to study from Abraham to Israel last year. And that's why you see that we are focusing a bit on Ishmael and the rest. If there's a case study of what believers ought not to be like, sometimes it's Israel. You read it again and again and then you wonder, these people are only helped by God. When God eventually rescued them, you know, in Exodus 13, God said, I did not take you, when I took you out of Egypt, I didn't take you through the land of the Philistines. Because you will run back. Exodus 13, let's look at verse 17. Exodus 13. You are familiar with the place. Well, any foundations, so we'll get there. Verse 17. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, peradventure, they will change their minds when they see war, and they will return to Egypt. What God did not even know, as God knows everything rich, is that they will still return to Egypt, even the long way. They will still say they want to go back. God said, I didn't take you through the land of Philistines because you might want to return. And even the other way that God now took them through, they still say, I miss garlic. I mean, I just miss, there's something I miss about Egypt, the smell, the weather. But what does that tell you? They took 40 years for a journey of 40 days. Was it God's fault that they took 40 years? Eh? Eh? Answer now. If it's God, let's blame God now. Was it God's fault that they took 40 years instead of 40 days? We have seen it, right? God said, they will go back. If I take them to that other land, once they see the Philistines, they will run back. So their timidity and their cowardice cost them 39 years, 320 days. You can't blame God for your lack of progress when you are a coward. You have never done anything that stretched you. You have never done anything that when you look at it, it looks like, I can't do this. Then you can't do anything worthwhile. Are you listening to me? Every business idea is stressful to you. Everything looks like you cannot do it. Oh, I don't know people. People don't know me. I don't have the money to do it. I don't have the people that will push it for me. So what do? You do the things that are below you. Not because of the lack of ideas, but because of the lack of intent. A man will continue to not progress until he can go through the way of the Philistines. Else, what is meant to take 40 days will take 40 years. And it's not God's fault. Are we together? So, Pharaoh saw many people with strength and might. And he gave them his sense of purpose in exchange for food. I've said it before. Someone must be working and someone must be eating because of what both of them want. Someone must be working and sweating and someone else will be at the end of the table. It's life. You choose what you want. It's life. And you can't blame God for it. Oh, it's God. Yeah, all these years, I have done everything. I'm a faithful member. Faithful member does not mean that God will not drop money in your wardrobe. You have to work for it. Prophecies don't self-fulfill themselves. Are you listening to me? Why is the church quiet? Am I in the wrong place? I'm too handsome for you. Amen. We can't be a people that are small in our thinking. Small. The moment you see the Philistines, you run back to Egypt. Not because Egypt is palatable, but because there's food. That's all you want in your life. Just give me food. I don't care if I have to slave. I don't care if I have to. Now, this is not against hard work. Oh. It's not against 9 to 5. Oh. You know, I say, my boss is Pharaoh. Tomorrow morning I quit. Oh, you become real. That's not what we are saying. Oh. Don't go and misinterpret. Thank God I even said it now. If I start saying, Pastor, I've called it quit. Eh? What did you call quit? That's not what we are saying. Even in your career path, you can't be a coward. Every serious project that they are looking for who to take on, you are at the back of the queue. They don't find you. Why? As long as they give you your salary, you're fine. Then you blame God for lack of progress. All on God, no share. You will spend that 40 years if you don't know how to spend 40 days. And one of the rules of spending 40 days is that you cannot be timid. At some point, we have to rise up to the knowledge of who we are. You have an advantage. God's leading. The Holy Ghost. You've got to rise up to that. That's why we must be careful that we are not gathering people in church that have small minds and then we call it revival. Are you sure it's revival or they just are looking for what to eat? Amen. Gather students. Gather people. Say, oh, we are progressing. Mm-mm. We not know yet. It might not be revival. I just be people that are gathering because there's hunger. There are some crusades that will not be full if the government was working well. Because what they are teaching there is not even, it's not what God is doing. It's what government can do. Go and look at, I don't want to mention anything. Prayer request. I receive. I manifest my job. I manifest pipe-borne water in our area. How do you manifest pipe-borne? We are wasting prayer. You should not be manifesting pipe-borne water. We cannot be small-minded people. In in the name of being pious, being holy. So this teaching is to call you back. Pharaoh saw that you are mighty, but they can't see it. Directionless people, cowards. From the get-go. From the get-go. You came somewhere for food. How did they arrive in Egypt? They came for food, Abi. There was famine. Joseph, through the wisdom of God, has helped Egypt. Abi, remember the dream now? 7 fat cows, 7 slim cows. Eh? To preserve them from 7 years of famine. God says, there is rice in Egypt. Go get some rice for yourself. You can take the rice, now that you have something to plant, you can get ideas from them, and then rework it where you are coming from. They got to Egypt, and they saw Joseph, and he become comfortable. Directionless. What ought to be a visit became a stay. What ought to be a reading partner became a spouse. Eh? What ought to be my colleague, because you go home together inside BRT, became Lomi, L-O-M-L. You know Lomi? You are directionless. There's no other name for it. You are a believer full of the Holy Ghost, but directionless. Not because you don't have direction, but because you have chosen to be blind to it. Israel, a people we should not be like. I'm not saying, of course, Israel, the church of God, the model and all that. But I'm saying you must look at the negative parts, those shadow parts. God said to Abraham, these people will be in slavery for many years. Remember God told Abraham already. But like I said earlier, prophecies don't self-fulfill. If a man is told he will die, listen to me, he will be doing things that will make him die. Become a stunt. Like what kind of teaching, they don't make me look serious. The man, he can just go and buy bike. He does not know how to ride it. None of his family members have ridden bike. He will just see it online. Because prophecy has said he must die. The next thing in his heart is Mufera power bike. Mufema wani third me land. Mufema room is so true. So he will buy bike. See, boy, are you not the one that gave prophecy? He said nothing can happen. Kept by preserved. Kept and preserved. Vroom, vroom. Because prophecies don't self-fulfill. You will do it. If you are giving prophecy that you will get married next year, you now waited in your house. No, that's not the way it's going to happen. You will walk to a sister because sisters are not going to walk to you. Amen? I mean, sisters will walk to... No. No. Who's the upside down? I'm waiting for my own upside down. You walk to a sister and you will toast her. You see, the reason why you're not married is because you are timid. So you use 40 years instead of 40 days. You cannot go to Israel and say, thus said the Lord and me. Both the Lord and I like you. Say, for God so loved the world and me. Amen. Even if it's style. You get what I'm saying? Style, corner. Your prayer group is on Thursday. I like Thursday too. Wow, come Thursday, no? Amen. So that's prophecy. Why are you going to prophet? Don't worry. The glory of the Lord will shine soon. Amen. You are unserious believers. Israel, you came somewhere for food. That was the purpose of visit. You didn't come to stay in Egypt. You came for food. If you come for food, you don't stay for any other reason. You leave. As I say, can we talk? Because we cannot blame God for everything. You can't blame God for the condition of Nigeria. It's not God. Because God does not love any other country more than any other country. Maybe this teaching is part of my method to rant about a bit of... I've been looking for a way to rant about Nigeria and politics. You can't blame God. He said, I've been serving God all my life. Where's the result? Where's my purpose? Bro, you need to find out what you want. Israel came for food and he ended up staying. So because they were directionless, what will happen? They will spend 400 years in slavery. Like every other one is four. If you were not careful, they would have done 4,000 if you had gone back to Egypt. Because from 40 days to 40 years to 400 years, maybe the next one is 4,000. No direction. Anybody that comes your way is the one. Any Dick and Harry. In 1 year, you have found 5 the ones. Every time you meet your best friend, I think he's the one. The one God, the true name. You don't have any direction. What do you want? You just see anything and then you grab it. You don't see anything and you just take it. I receive. You receive what again? You need to find out what you don't know. And stop blaming God for lack of progress. When in the real sense, you are the one who is even holding the hands of God. They stayed back in Egypt because they didn't know themselves. They overstayed their welcome. What do you want in life? I think it's a good question. Let's see. Before we even start this teaching, ask yourself. Have you asked yourself before? What do I want in life? Don't look at me. You should be asking yourself. You want me in life? I'm married. You can't want me. Okay, you want me as your pastor? That's good. That's cool. What do you want in life? Because Israel did not want much. They just wanted food. It could mean that we are bidding for Pharaoh. It could mean that we are second-class citizens. It could mean, but just give us cucumber and garlic and pepper soup. And we'll bid for you, Pharaoh. What do you want? I said on Wednesday, I said, God told Moses, he said, these people have heard their cry. And I said, people can be in slavery and they are crying and it's not for freedom. Because we saw it. When they were close to freedom, they said, we missed the garlic in Egypt. And they were already on the way to Canaan. So that means their cry was not for freedom. They were just crying because they were in pain. People can cry because they are in pain. I've seen that as a pastor. You see people in serious problem. You see people in serious problem. And then, at the end of the day, you see that actually it doesn't want solution. No? There are people that just want you to hear their problem. They already know what they want to do. And I'm fine with that too. Amen. Just don't waste my moment. Don't waste my time. I'm fine with that. Just tell me from the onset that, I don't know what to do. And I'll say, go ahead. Go ahead, egos. What do you want from life or in life or through life? It's life, sha. What do you want? You. Jesus met that blind man and he said, what do you want me to do for you? Oh, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Just said, what do you want? You'd have thought Jesus should know that a blind man wants healing. It's not like that every time. The man at the beautiful gate had been there for years since he was born. And when he saw Peter and John, knowing fully well they were disciples of Jesus and all the miracles they had done, what he asked for was money. He didn't ask for healing. Don't be shocked. Some people don't want it. So what do you want? That's why I said, can we talk? This is heart to heart. Table conversations. Pastor and pastors. Amen. Let's talk. What do you want? So that you stop blaming God and blaming unanswered prayers. Like I said, if God decides to rain manna, some people will still say, I don't get bucket. How does God expect me to pack this manna now? That is cheating in life. They know that some people have bucket. That's why it's manna. So what do you want? Let's start with that. Are we together? Do you want much?
Yes, sir.
Or you miss Egypt? They didn't want all this one that Moses was telling them, a land that flows with milk and honey. He said, who can ask you? God has promised us we shall serve him in a land flowing with milk and honey. He said, cucumber, they were okay. Just give us the garlic and everything in Egypt. Me, personally, I love the way the Egypt built their house. I love the way I carry the bricks. Bent bags. Marks from Bulala. But they still miss Egypt. That's why some believers, you have peace in your single relationship, but you miss an abusive ex. I will touch everybody. The one that is always slapping you, say he's correcting you. Or dead. You are stupid. You know me, I've said it before. If you are married in this church and you beat your wife, if your wife loves you, she will tell me. If she doesn't love you, she will still tell me. Either way, you are in soup. I swear to God Almighty, I will beat you. If I cannot beat you, I will arrange people that will beat you. I've said it before. That's my stance. And when I'm done beating you, you will sit down there with a swollen face and I will teach you how to walk in love. It will not be the next day. as you are crying. And I say, brother, the Bible says in Matthew, how dare you touch a woman? How dare you? Now you manage to leave that kind of abusive relationship because he has not let you marriage. Don't say he will change in marriage. Oh. Nobody changes. Oh. Eh? People now adapt. What do I call it? People now compromise. It's what it is. Now, I'm not saying nobody can change. But I mean, there are like some things. Someone is beating you, you say it will change. Ah, Umaleo. He's a wrestler. Survivor Series. Smackdown. John Cena abides. He's a wrestler. God don't change here for a living. Umaleo. He's not saying he who the father loves, he correct. Is that your father? Amen. And I miss Bolaji. Because of Valentine that is coming. You miss Bolaji. Bolaji that. You just see your Instagram. Bah, bah. Fivefold ministry. And I miss Bolaji. And if you're also a guy that any small thing you have raised your hand, work on it. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It doesn't fit you. Amen. What happens to just keeping quiet? That's a masculine thing to do. If you know everything you're going to say, it's going to make people, it's going to make someone more angry or prolong conversation. I think the best thing, I say, man, you just keep quiet and start looking. It doesn't make you a fool. And it makes you a fool. And so be it. What's wrong with being a fool? For the greater good. What's wrong with being a fool? If you are not ready to get married, don't you? As a man, you learn to say, okay. Okay. My wife gets it. Oh, okay. You are right. Then I say, No, I know what you are doing. What is right exactly? Well, sometimes you just don't want to. As a man, you are to talk. You like to talk. You like to be right. Some people don't like marriage. They just like they have to win arguments. Now you have someone that you can argue with and win arguments by force. That's what you want. Because we cannot say a man is slow. If where he's going is not far. If this is where I'm going, I'm doing like this. You can't call me slow. I will get there. If you are going to Moe and you are walking like this, I will still get to where I'm going to before you. That's what I'm asking. What do you want? Where are you going? Maybe you don't even need this teaching. You say, oh, this is what can we talk? You want to improve my life? That send you. Good. You get that send you. I want to improve my life. That I am not okay where I am. Good. Just block your ear. Or go to children's church. They will teach you many things there. They teach the same thing. They will just break it down. Hallelujah. So what do you want? Elisha wanted double portion from Elijah. The sons of the prophets, they wanted to just see what's going to go on. How will he cross Jordan? They were not interested in double portion. You cannot blame them. Everybody's desire is different. Gehazi, what do you want from Elisha? Clothes and shawarma. From someone that collected a double portion of Elijah's anointing, when you are in the position to now collect a double portion of his own, Gehazi would have had quadruple of Elijah's anointing. What would that have done for him? But he said, no, what I just want is shawarma. The one that senator brought, give me. So what do you want? Where are you going to? Before we can talk. No matter how much you preach, some people don't want good, they don't want good homes. Like I said earlier. The reason why some people marry is just to show off. I will show my ex that I will land a bigger fish. Who is the fish? Bring away. Panla. Rowe. Express fish. Chelsea fans. Crayfish. Amen. Like chessman, you are crayfish. Small. If that's your idea of getting married, fine. We don't need to help you settle dispute. Show off to the world and go and do everything you want to do. That's so much. Some people's idea is just to leave house. So how can I leave my father's house this year? That if that's your idea, I just want to leave my father's house. They are controlling me too much. I'm washing plates too much. So if I can't really help that kind of person. No matter how many teachings, no matter how many sermons you push out, that's not why she got married. She got married so that she can have someone that will be paying her bills. ATM card. Let me go my just so that I can see my husband. You don't know. Just so that I can see my husband. My husband said, they don't care if the husband is fighting. They don't care if the husband Even if you don't talk for 10 years, but when you see your friends, my husband, I can get married to someone because they have abs. They have a stomach. Six packs. Or eight. Someone look like triangle. I'm not saying, don't get married to your spec. Of course, you follow your spec. Not that you now marry things. As a pastor, I used to like tall girls. I don't know why I now went for. Yeah? That's why I don't link people. Amen. I don't matchmake. If you come to me expecting to matchmake, I don't do it. I will not do it. I will never do it. I'm saying it now for public consumption. I don't. If it comes out right, it's a good thing. They will remember you forever. If it comes out wrong, they will also remember you forever. This time. This time, Udaron, every course, you take 1/4 of it. As they cost each other. You they collect subsidy. You collecting federal tax. I don't. So I don't come like, Pastor, you are the one that said I should. Eh? When you come together, I'll say, okay. You like her? You like him? Glory to God. And I'll ask some questions. Simple. What do you want? You just want to leave your father's house? Go and rent house then. Don't be directionless. You must set out the direction. How can you wake up every morning? You don't have an ambition. You don't have what you want to do. You don't have how you want to do it. This is your plan. Nothing. Just direction. Hey, if they call you today, now start coming to Makoko. Oh, yeah, nah. So it's not Makoko again. We have moved into VI. Let's go, my guys. You don't get what they do. This is how you are. But if we know where you are going to, like I said, we cannot say you are slow. Because it's just there. It's the same between in Nigeria. As a people, we don't really want much. That's why the country is where it is. You see people getting, so in our area, we used to have 16 hours of light. We used to have 22. They even try in our area. Like, that's what makes you happy. That makes you glad. We don't want much. What some people want in this country right now? Is my candidate should enter. If the country like should burn down, like should be burned everywhere. As long as my candidate is on the throne, now we dey power. It's abi you. I've seen a video recently. There was a party. All the politicians were there. APDA, TCA, PVC, APC, PDP, NLA, PSDP. Everybody. And they were shaking each other, laughing. And I saw that I was smiling. And there are people who are blocking their family members. You are a stupid person. When you want to bring stupid people in the world, they must put you on billboard. When you want to advertise against foolishness, you must be the face. You are blocking someone because they have a different choice to yours. Do you block people because they chose pink and you like black? He said, no, because it affects all of us together. Come on, Jesse, go. Sorry. That's why you blocked your uncle. You after my life. You burned bridges. Because of someone that, when he entered this level, when he started, you go say, what did you vote for? And politicians realize, these people are stronger than we. They are mightier than we. But you know what? They don't know what they want. So we're going to give them a purpose. Fight. Fight along religious lines. Fight along tribal lines. Just don't have purpose. Just be directionless. As long as you keep fighting. You don't want much. It takes bad citizens. The same way it takes a bad congregation to make a bad pastor. You know, you cannot have a false prophet if you don't have a false congregation. You don't know. I tell you to bring, olive oil. I say you'll be drinking it all day. And you too, you are taking olive oil, you are drinking like juice. As you are drinking it, you are drinking the blood of Jesus. And you are saying, blood of Jesus. As you drop $5,000. So if you don't have, you go and borrow. And see what the Lord will do. That oil is like the oil Elisha gave the widow. That your jars will not empty. As you get home, what you are going to do is that opportunities are coming to you because you drank oil. I mean, you drank oil and gave me money. Me, I will have $5,000. And you have opportunities. Why can't I drink the oil and have the opportunities? Oh, it never occurred to you. Someone came to say, I want to teach you how to make money without leaving your house. You make 20 million a week and you want to teach me and you collect money. Are you not already making 20 million a week? If not that you are greedy, you want to make 20 million from your phone. Say you don't need anything, just you need your phone and you believe. You don't need software, you don't need any experience, you don't need anything. Just your smartphone and you believe. You are a fraud. You quickly go and pay 20k. Only. No skills, no experience, and you make 20 million a week. Even money ritual will not give you. So you can see that it takes to make a bad pastor. The congregation has to be stupid too. That same way, to get to this level, this country, as citizens, we are bad citizens. They will write something here, you urinate and die. And that's where you will come down and say, that place that they say I should urinate and die. Where you, that is a civic show for that. You will not carry the death refuse, meaning pour the refuse here and calamity. You will not carry the refuse. The same people will go to UK and they don't urinate on the road. Because when you build for Pharaoh, you respect it. What do you want? Where are we going? So if we don't know what we want, even as a country, and we are comfortable with the little things we get here and there, nothing will change. Can we talk? If Jesus comes to this country now and say he wants to run for president, some people will not vote for him. They will say he's not in their party. She died Jesus of Nazareth. He's not in my party. Someone will say he's not a Christian. Because he can't be a Christian, you get. He's Christ. They say, no, he doesn't attend my church. We don't vote for those kind of people. He doesn't attend our church. That's Jesus. So when will something change? So that means we don't even want the right person. We just want the person I like. Some people don't even want anybody. They just sit down in their house on election day. It's just holiday for them. How many of you have voter's card? Raise your hand. You have a voter's card. You see what we're talking about? See what we're talking about? But if they start talking about Tinubu now and the country, you put them out. You've got no right. You don't belong to a party. You don't attend campaigns. You're not part of your grassroots politics. You don't have a voter's card. If they give you 2 hours light, take it like that. You don't have anything. Are we sure you are even a citizen? What do you want? Amen. The government is like today and they say, we'll give everybody jobs. Some people have not collected their certificate. How can God help you? You have not collected your certificate. Then the clearance process is hard. So how do you prepare yourself for opportunities? You don't have a resume. I mean, a decent resume. Your resume is like a primary 2 assignment. And you expect someone to read it and understand. I employ people by God's grace. You know, just a few. And sometimes I see people apply for work. Naturally, I don't conduct the interviews. Maybe just the last one. Just to know who we're bringing in. Amen. And that is more spiritual than physical. Hallelujah. You don't know. Eh? It's more spiritual. I will look into you like this. As you're entering the door, I will see everything. Sometimes I will even tell them, so how's your sister? I told someone, I said, how's your sister? The one who is not feeling well. She looked at me and said, how do you know? Welcome. You will find out. I will look at you because I cannot afford to bring Akan into the camp. Amen. My flag is straight. I can't even write a commendation to go somewhere else. Amen. What are you doing to prepare yourself for opportunities? You are blaming God. When you're not taking ownership of the things that you can control. You have been comfortable with the food in Egypt and slavery for too long. It's an issue in the body of Christ. That's why miracle centers we sell. You sell. And some of them are just dumb. Because you can see this is not a miracle. How can someone who died and was in a coffin and they raised the person from the dead and he jumped out and he's doing, you were dead in the coffin and you are jumping like this. And people are shouting, hallelujah, Ogo what? Both the pastor and the congregation, you did not pass 200 level. If we get to a point in this country, to be a pastor, you will go through Bible school and seminaries, not just take vision. To get to that point. You see? Because you become a doctor, you 6 years.
To become engineer, you use 5 years. Lawyer, use 5 years. But to become pastor, you just take one vision and you are suddenly preaching. Because it's miracle centers. If a madman, they can wash him up, trim his hair. They don't need to trim his hair because they will say it's part of the eschatology. It's part of pneumatology, and that sometimes people are weird because they've seen portals, they've entered dimensions. So you don't even need his hair. And he's calling now Baba Jebu number. And do you know believers that wait for Baba Jebu number from a madman? Am I lying? And you see people in suits. They are waiting on a madman to give them 24. 82. And you are writing it down. Only progress. 82. 44. And you go and play it. That money you are using to play. That time you are researching Benfica versus Sampdoria. He not by last five matches. That means you have brain to research. Don't those who play bet. I'm against it. Let me just tell you like this. Forget spirituality. I'm against it in the natural. If I was not a Christian, I'm still against it. It makes absolutely no sense. You see someone selling the father's land, selling everything. Come on, meet the last one. Oh my word, if the last one enter, will you be here? Yes. Did he enter? No. Are you still here? Yes. There's a problem. That money that you have gathered to play over 4.2. I don't know if there's anything like that. I don't know if there's 2.5. I want to call someone in church. This church will help me, but oh my lee. Because all of you now believe that and say, Sister. I say, hey, sister. He didn't tell me, the person not tell me, more money. So if you think I don't know, as I'm telling you that I know those of you that are betting. But let's leave that. And if you want to test me, dare me. Dare me now, say I cannot call, and I'll call at least 8. What's the 8? Man of the spirit. Don't that baby? Baby? How does baby work? I know there's one that is us. I choose number 2. Number 2 that you don't know. That money, that energy, why not put it in learning a skill, a trade? That intellect that you're using to sample, okay, Man U has won their last 2 games. They have won their last 3 games. Chelsea, they are going down. Okay, Arsenal, top of the table. Okay, Arsenal always win this match. If Arsenal score first, that you know every club's statistics. That means you are intelligent. Why not put that? Why not put that into learning something tangible that will work for your life? You're not going anywhere with that one. And there is no way you can put that on God. That's why we talk. There's no way you can put that on God and say God is not answering your prayers. Things are not moving. It cannot move now. Because when things move a bit, you take that money to go and play go-go. It's not a laughing matter anymore. Things move a bit, you take the money to go and gamble. How will they move? You can't keep going +2, -2 and say you are not making progress. You can't. There's no progress in that. At some point in your life, you have to sit yourself down and say, what do I want? Do I still want, is this sustainable? Is this what I would keep doing when I'm 50? Don't be 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, playing. I mean, 42 and 22 and 3. Umawole. Could a wolin lano? Could wolin jeta? Could wolin last week? It didn't enter. It doesn't enter. The people that own the business are not playing it. You don't get. Pharaoh is in the palace. The children of Egypt, the children of Israel are busy putting straws on their back. Pharaoh is in the palace. The one who wants the bet business doesn't bet. His children don't bet. He advises his children, don't go. They don't even go to the shops. They only go to the office to do accounting. What was the revenue last week? What's our capex? What's our opex? Abi? That's what the children do. But the children of Israel. Come on capex. Come on. Children of Israel, I'm 42. Go. What's that? At some point, something has to change. Your strategy cannot be to begging boys for money. The small toast they toast you is I don't have shoe. Are you Jonathan?
announce you. And you buy the dress I wear for dates. You buy the earring. Then people buy you. Four people ask you to go on dates with them. And you ask four people for a gown. That's your strategy in life. A baby girl has to do what a baby girl wants. You are not a baby girl. You are a full adult. Sometimes you have to grow up. You are not a baby girl anymore. I cannot marry a guy that does not have 100 million in his account. Your father. Your father, does he have 100 million in his account? If he has, you will not be talking like this. I cannot struggle. I was built for baby girl lifestyle. Shut up, John. If you're a baby girl, you have it now. Have it now. You cannot marry a guy that doesn't have a car. Where's your own car? You have to have some standard before you can start talking. You don't want anything good for yourself. The only thing you want good for yourself is one rich guy that's focused on his own life. That cannot be your strategy. You're comfortable where you are. You don't want to move an inch. Don't pass it and say, "Pastor, let's get to the more industrial part." Yeah, America, stop, sort it. You are not going anywhere. It needs to stop. Are you listening to me? What do you want? You spend all your money drinking, taking beer. What do you want? I believe that they're speaking tongues. Tongues, there you go. Tongues of the spirit. Spirit, I'm coming. Spirit. Spirit, Meji. Or transcon. I'm a spirit of sorrow. I'm a power of sorrow. Let me round up. Learn a trade. You still have time. You say, if I start learning now, by the time I will be done, I'll be 32. Will you not be 32 anyways? If you don't learn it, will you not be 32? The time will stop because you're not learning. No. By the time you're 32, you'll not be 32 with a skill that can make, that can bring you money. That's the difference. Say, if I start school now, I'm already 25. By the time I will not be done, I'll be 31. I'll be with children. You will not be with them forever. When I was in school, I was probably five years older than the average people in my class. Sometimes I see them as children because sometimes they talk as like children. You literally hear them and say, "Oh, more." My wife knew them. When I look at like them, sometimes I just say, like you can hear the childish. And look and say, "Oh, these guys have not seen anything in life." Like you can literally hear some of those things. Doesn't matter. Did I finish with my degree? Yes. Am I practicing with it? Yes. Am I still with them? No. That phase has gone. But if you say, "Oh, because of my age, I will not be 30 something by the time I finish," you will still be 30 something this time without a degree. Why not just take it on? It's not too late. You don't blame God that Israel spent 40 years wandering. No, that's not God's fault. That's not God's fault. When you can't make a decision and you're directionless and you are comfortable with the things of Egypt and the small things, that's all you get. Small things. They had manna and they were still murmuring. Are you listening to me? You need to make up your mind. What do I want? What do I want? I'm getting married. So what exactly do I want in this marriage? What's it about? Is it because you are a lady? So they have told you that the average age to get married is this to this. You see, I don't want to even say an age because I know that if I say that one, it can. Why is your thinking like this now? Upside down. So someone has told you that this is the average age. So because of that, that's the only reason why you want to get married. Let me just get off the market. Who told you were in the market? Who told you there is a market? And because of that, you marry to anything. Do you like him? You say yes. Oh, they like him. The marriage now comes. Different issues. Different ups and downs. If you had known what you knew, you were just directionless. You didn't know what you wanted. So now that you're married, what do I want? You want a godly family, right? Where there is peace, harmony, love, understanding, and all together we serving the Lord. That's a goal. Or if what you want is that's both aura for aura, you can have that one too. That's why I always ask people, what exactly do you want? Because some people, their idea is there's too much peace in this house. Then Daru, if that's what you want, Amam, well, you must ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want from a career? What do I want from a life? What do I want from a spouse? What do I want from my health? You can't put things on autopilot and say, what will be, will be. You will not see what will be at the end of the day. So I can eat anything, I can drink anything, I can do anything I want. And my health is in God's hand. It's not in God's hand though, it's in your hand. You eat sausage, Indomie. You eat the opposite of everything you are meant to eat. How can you be breaking fast with shawarma? You don't stay hydrated. You see, you're gaining a lot of weight. You're not doing anything to stop it. You're feeling pain. You say, oh my Lord, what do you want? So, the assignment before next week is, have rethinks. Eh? Have sessions of thoughts with yourself. And I like the things you want in different areas. Then we will talk.